kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Patuloy ang pagbabadya ng panganib ng pagputok ng Bulkang Taal sa Pilipinas. Ayon sa mga nakalap na impormasyon, higit 30,000 tao na ang pinalikas mula sa kanilang mga tahanan. Nakakalat sa iba't ibang evacuation centers sa Batangas at Cavite ang mga pamilyang pinalikas. Patuloy ang ash fall sa maraming bayan at nakapalibot sa bulkan. Hanggang norte at sa Kamaynilaan ay apektado na rin ng abo. Isa sa pinakakinakailangan ngayon ay ang face mask na nagkakaubusan o hindi kaya ay ginto na ang halaga sa ibang tindahan. Kaya naman kumilos na ang iba't ibang grupo at organisasyon ng mga Pilipino dito sa Australia para tumulong. Isang kampanya para makaipon at makabili ng 500 na face mask ang inilunsad ng Filipino Student Council of New South Wales. Narito ang panayam natin kay David Joshua de los Reyes, ang kanilang Director for Cultural Promotion.
Paano kayo nag-come up with this idea of helping the Taal volcano victims in the Philippines?
I'm really concerned with what's happening ngayon sa Manila, and especially the Caliborden area where the most of the communities that are affected are. And then, since I'm also going back to the Philippines this Saturday, I was thinking, and then, sabi ko, bakit hindi ko na lang din, ano, make something out of it? Kasi uwi naman din ako for the Philippines itong weekend. Why not do something about it? Because what I see now in the news is that we have a shortage of N95 masks, and there are people who are hoarding and at the same time selling it for a high price, which is not really a good thing for Filipinos back home. Kasi alam mo yun, you're taking advantage of the Filipinos that are really in need. So what can we do bilang estudyante here and bilang we are under an organization? And what can we do as students to help people back home? So yun, I proposed the idea to our organization, and luckily, and it's really nice, they agreed to it. And now we're trying to launch a campaign to buy masks, N95 masks here and bring it back to the Philippines.
So, ayan, so kumusta itong campaign? Sino yung mga bahagi nitong kampanya na ginagawa ninyo?
So what we did first is we had an internal fundraising campaign first. So so the council is comprised of 6 different societies from different universities across New South Wales. So yung mga societies dito, we come up na magbuo kami ng isang malaking fund. And then after that one, we contacted different organizations. Well, one is Filipinos Community Council, the PCC. So we asked them to reciprocate the deed that we're doing. But this time, we're challenging them, since we're only a small group of students, we're challenging them to make a bigger impact. So para sa amin, kung kami nag-raise kami ng 500, we're challenging them to raise 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we sent a proposal last night to them para i-reciprocate na yung action. And also, kung tinatanong ng mga tao kung saan ito mapupunta, we already contacted the Civil Military Operations Group or the Civil Military Operations Regiment ng Philippine Army, which is headed by Colonel Marcel Gayet. We contacted them, and then they said yes, that if we're by the time that I go there, they will help us, they will provide transport for us to the affected communities para ma-distribute itong mga N95 masks.
I myself is from Batangas, that's why.
Oh, lovely. Yes.
Yeah, I'm really monitoring everything, and mask is one of the main or major needs ngayon, aside dun sa hygiene kit or yung beds para dun sa mga evacuees. Mask talaga yung isa sa pinaka-kailangan.
Kumbaga, ang base pa namin is 500, but if we can gather more than that, then we will challenge ourselves to bring more that when we can. Tapos kapag, since we also have like a pag maximum, na-reach namin yung maximum, whatever donations that we might receive na rin, kumbaga, we will redirect these funds to different needs. For example, mineral water, that's one of the best, the basic needs there in the evacuation station. Yung mga hygiene kits nila, kasi since they left their home abruptly, so they can hardly bring these things with them. So ito yung mga bagay na pwede rin namin maitulong.
Kumusta yung response ng mga tao or ng mga nare-reach ninyo sa Facebook?
It was really nice kasi when the campaign went out, it was around 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. last night, there were already individual students who who answered the call and really donated money as well. For the internal ones, yung sa aming mga societies, they responded that they were really support and then they lent out money as well. So it's really nice kung maga, malapit na agad namin within our society, within our council lang, we are almost reaching the goal na. Sobrang konti na lang, we reach the goal na. And then we're planning to buy the mask tomorrow already.
Pag-kolekta rin ng face mask at pondo para sa rehabilitasyon ng mga apektadong kababayan ang isinasagawa ngayon ng Philomates, isang komunidad ng mga Pilipino sa social media. Ito ang panayam natin kay Kate Makiran na isa sa mga admin ng Philomates.
Right now, Philomates, we've got 11,000 members in the community. And I believe that some of them are actually maybe family members, also of those who are affected by the Al Volcano eruption. No, the fund drive that we are doing right now is just a small effort from our side and the Philomates community na makatulong din sa mga kababayan natin na nasa Pilipinas na affected niya at the moment. Na dahil nga nakikita naman natin ngayon sa media na mayroong shortage ng mga mask na kailangan sana ng mga affected sa Philippines. So we are asking them to, if they can donate mask sana from here in Sydney, because we have coordinated with APSA, Association of Pinoy Students in Australia. Some of their members are going home at the end of this week. And yung mga makukuha sana natin ng mga donations sa mga mask ay personally nilang ipapamigay pag-uwi nila sa Pilipinas this weekend.
Opo, dito sa drive na to, paano po kayo mapupuntahan or saan po pwedeng pumunta yung mga tao na gustong mag-donate?
Okay, so we have a GoFundMe page. Makikita nila yun pag ni-research nila yung, pag sinearch nila ang Philomates community sa Facebook or the Philomates page sa Facebook, and doon nakapost sa wall natin yung mga link kung saan pwede silang mag-donate ng monetary support. And meron din doon information kung saan nila pwedeng dalhin yung mga donations nila ng mga mask. Actually, tonight, the 14th of January, no, meron tayong donation location point sa Central Station. Yung mga gustong mag-donate ng mga mask sana, pwede nilang dalhin doon. Kung hindi naman, pwede pa rin silang mag-donate ng financial support sa ating GoFundMe page.
Sa ganitong pagkakataon, masarap isipin na nangingibabaw pa rin ang pagtutulungan ng mga Pilipino saan man tayo makarating.
Yun ang core value, yun ang unang-unang goal ng pag-build ng Philomates community. You know, hindi lang natin tinutulungan yung mga kababayan natin na pupunta dito sa Australia, but also we would like to use the opportunity na makatulong din sa mga pamilya natin na naiwan pa sa Pilipinas.
You know, bayanihan is a, kumbaga, it embodies the world-class Filipino spirit kahit saan ka man sa mundo. And it would really be nice na, alam mo, kahit na hindi ka physically na doon, the spirit of bayanihan is in you, that you really want to help someone back there because you consider the Philippines as your home and you consider the Filipinos as your brothers and sisters as well. So, whatever capacity that you have now, maliit man yan malaki, but in the spirit of bayanihan, in the spirit of helping your fellow Filipinos back home, you can do something.
Para sa iba pang detalye at anumang tulong na nais ninyong ipahatid, maaari niyong bisitahin ang Facebook page ng Philomates, APSA at ng Filipino Student Council for New South Wales.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.